Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go, hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We are off and running, and we are now just 2 days and four hours from the beginning of our draft coverage. It does start Thursday night at 6 right here on The Fan, and our path to the draft coverage is brought to you by Pluckers. There he is, Brian Broaddus, former NFL scout and executive, and the number one influencer on Cowboys social media. In the Pimp Cup is Lucius Alexander, Master Control here. He has your G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30, LA Live at 5:40. Of course, you do have Eric Chiafalo and his nosebleed brother, Zach Wolchuk, enjoying his final day of a full-time daddy duty here post-baby. Been a little paternity leave there for the Woolly Bully as they got baby Eliza home last week, and he's been living it up, but we're excited to have him back tomorrow as we do our final countdown to the draft. And, of course, you do have Carter Freeman coordinate your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. And, guys, we're just about 5.5 hours here from Game 2, Mavs and Clippers tonight. Clippers now the 1.5-point favorite. I don't feel like I've seen an official announcement, but there's so much speculation on Twitter. Some people know. Obviously, Vegas knows because that line did move 3 points. I'm surprised the Mavs are still favored, considering how game one went. If I was Vegas, I'd say, hey, man, Kawhi or not, that was an impressive performance.
Yeah, I was similar. I mean, right after game one, they have the early lines coming out for game two, and it was still Mavs favored by 2.5 on the road. But now the Kawhi factor is obviously huge, as you see the Clippers now favored by 1.5 here. So all signs pointing to Kawhi Leonard playing, but what type of restriction will he be on? What version of himself will he be? Remains to be seen.
Yeah. You know, I did flip-flop yesterday, and salute to the texter who gave me the flip-flopper of the year.
Are you about to do another?
4 times in a row.
Dude, I'm a legend. Okay.
You about to pull another move on us? You got another flip in you?
No, I'm not going to flip here. What I was going to say is I don't want.
Olympic level flipping. Yeah. Dominique Dawes can't even do this, bro.
This is a finesse flip.
Get this guy on a diving board, please.
So what happened is that, you know, I just wanted to say that even though I'm picking the Clippers, it doesn't mean I believe in 100% of scenarios the Clippers are going to win. Like, it's a surefire thing. It's sports radio. We're asked for predictions. I think the Clippers are going to win, but it's like, I don't know, 62%, 55%. It's somewhere in there, you know? And I do believe the Mavs are going to come out inspired tonight. I think they're going to watch film and be like, oh, man, that was my bad. That was my bad. You're right, coach. Let's go get them. And I will not be surprised at all if the Mavs are bringing this thing back 1-1 tonight.
Well, that is definitely where my head's at. I got the Mavs in 6. That was to start the series. I still feel decent about that, but you're going to want to go ahead and get this game tonight in order to set that forward here. So, yeah, I think the Mavs will be able to get the victory. I'm looking forward to seeing what type of adjustments and things that they will be making here, not only with their two superstars, but what are the things that they're going to do to combat what Tyron Lue was throwing at them. And I think it should be pretty obvious early on some of the differences there for the Mavs on both ends of the floor. more. So I'm looking forward to it. And I know Bobby Corella, Mavs.com, at 4 o'clock today will give us some reasons for optimism.
I hope Josh Green plays a lot. I think you need more of him, maybe some less Tim Hardaway Jr. It'll be really interesting to see the tweaks that they make.
Yeah. Getting out and running, man. When you have those young legs like the Josh Greens of the world, the athleticism and stuff, that's something that the Mavericks have the edge in and need to take advantage of. They cannot be slow pacing because then you're playing right into the hands of the Clippers.
I wanted to ask you guys, do you feel like this is a must-win game tonight?
Yeah, I feel like when you're playing best of seven games, I think they're all must-win. I'll say it again. I think the home teams are going to dominate this series. It's going to be the first team. If Dallas finds a way to steal this thing on the road tonight, then, I think my attitude might change a little bit. I just think that the home teams here are going to have an advantage. And you talk about running and all that. It's hard to run when they're not missing shots. Just seemed like to me that every time the running was on the Clippers' end of them bringing the ball up when you were missing shots and not getting rebounds and things like that. So, yeah. That's fair.
But even just getting into your half-court sets quicker. Yeah, you don't have to wait till there's 10 seconds left on the shot clock to start running your actions. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And that's something that's Dallas Mavericks of old.
Right.
That was old. That was pre-Kyrie. That was Luka deep into the shot clock and then trying to figure out a way to hoist a shot.
It felt like it was by necessity. Yeah. Now it is not.
Yeah. I think that I would not be surprised if Dallas came back home down 2-0.
And it won't be the end of the world if that's the case. But
or 0-2.
Yeah. It's still, that's why, when Hagee just asked us, who's more likely to win their series. Losing the first game of the series at home like the Stars did last night is much worse than, even though it was an embarrassing loss for the Mavericks. That's a road game in the playoffs that you're not necessarily expecting to win most of your road games there. So it's not the end of the world losing a road game. But doing what the Stars did last night, that hurts a heck of a lot more.
254 says, did Gavin just flip-flop about flip-flopping? I don't feel like I did. Maybe that's how you interpreted it, but I just feel like I was providing further context for yesterday's flip-flop. Okay, only got one for the week now. 903, I'm so tired of Tim Hardaway Jr. I don't care if they lose money or not. I don't want them to play him. I'm so tired of him. It's unreal. I am done with Tim Hardaway Jr. I feel like part of continuing to play him is the idea of trading him at some point because I don't see that there's a lot of value in a guy that can get hot, I just don't feel like, hey, what's your asset that you're bringing here to this playoff series? Well, I can get hot, make a lot of jumpers if you pass it to me. Are you going to pass it? Are you going to play defense? Are you going to rebound? Are you going to dribble drive? Are you a threat in transition? Are you a fast break guy? Nope. But I can get hot sometimes, and when I do, we win those games. So I could see how if your offense is struggling, let's go Tim Hardaway Jr., give him a green light, see if he shoots us back into this game. But in any other scenario, I'm like, man, I want guys that are, more versatile with their skill set and can play defense and rebound. So I don't know. I don't think you would use playing time like that in a playoff series, but I do think making that sort of a decision for the organization would not be one that they would take lightly, and there's a lot of things to consider. I mean, you're talking about, not the best of value, but a trade idea was floated last week. What if you could move Tim Hardaway Jr. for Klay Thompson? Now, I wouldn't do that, right? Because I want out of that contract, and I wouldn't want to assume a new 3 or 4 years on Klay Thompson or an older player. But it's not like Klay Thompson is valueless. So you need to take that value that is Tim Hardaway Jr.'s ability to get hot and turn it in for something better than Klay Thompson, or maybe not better than Klay Thompson, but a better fit for what your team needs right now. And I don't know. I just think there's a lot that goes into that. Other game twos tonight, you got the Suns visiting the T-Wolves. Minnesota is up 1-0. And Milwaukee hosting Indiana. Bucks lead that 1-0 on Dame Dollar's epic game one performance there. He came out shooting. Is Giannis back tonight? Do we know?
I don't believe so. But I will check on that to confirm.
That's pretty impressive that they could win without him. Pacers are a dang good team. They're going to be well coached if Rick's there.
Yeah, they are. I kind of felt like in the series that maybe that if you're into placing bets and stuff like that, that Indiana would have been a good bet against they'd had some success against the Bucks. But the Bucks are that's a championship pedigree team. The problem is they're trying to get used to a coach that hasn't had a whole heck of a lot of success at times when it comes to these things.
Had a lot of chances, hasn't he? A lot of bites at the apple.
Yes, yep.
Dallas, a game one defeat on the ice last night. Man, Vegas is feeling that Stanley Cup swagger again. And I don't know what you make of that. 4-3 the final. I do feel strongly, though. I feel much more strongly. I'm not flip-flopping on this Stars pick. Obviously, they're not going to sweep like I picked them to.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this thing goes seven. But they're gonna make you earn it. I feel like with the third period that I got to watch last night, now, they outscored them 1-0 in that third period, but that's when I got back from soccer practice. I felt like watching that game, Stars the better team. But stuff happened in the first two periods that obviously created a Golden Knights victory. But, you know, listen to everything that's been written and said about it by you guys. I don't think there's any reason right now to lose the faith in the Stars. But, you got to tip your cap to Vegas, especially getting healthy. They aren't like your typical eight seed, are they?
No, they're not at all. And they dealt with injury really the entire year. You look at the top teams that lost games. They were right up there amongst the leaders with the number of players that they've had, how they've had to go through their roster, the depth that they've had to have. But they showed championship pedigree last night. They didn't, you know, the shots they took, they didn't have many of them, but they made them all count. You know, they're standing in front of the net. They're getting pucks. They're tipping pucks in. You know, they're willing to play that. The Hockey Hawk yesterday was on. Gavin Spittle was on with Sean and RJ talking about forechecking, how difficult they make it getting out of your own zone. You know, defensively, they're an outstanding team. And but when they get it going, they can make you look pretty bad. But you know, the Stars, like it seemed like to me that every pass that they tried to make in front was contested, and then every shot that they took couldn't get on net. You know, and Vegas did a great job. I just don't think, and I've watched a couple of these other teams play in the playoffs. Vegas's goalie Thompson, Logan Thompson, he could have a game where he could give up six goals.
But their defense is so good.
But their defense won't allow it.
Right.
They won't allow it. And you know, but that's kind of where I think this thing is going to come down to is, can Dallas find a way to put pucks on net that can get through and make
great chances.
They had a great chance. I think the officials missed an offsides. They got a questionable offsides call. And then you had a goal that got called back on an offsides call. You took a penalty, like as soon as the puck drops, you're in the penalty box.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those are things you cannot do against a team that's got their names on the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, Mark Stone, I mean, he had the lacerated spleen, and then he arrives back, and just in the blink of an eye, he's already impacting the game. I'm like, this guy ticks me off, dude.
Yeah, they just come back together, and they're, like, not missing a beat. What the hell's up with that? They're getting all the help, all the bounces. I don't know. I don't think that's reality for the next six games.
I did love the crowd at the intermission when they were doing the player interview with Stone.
You couldn't
even hear the questions or anything, just booing his ass. I was doing the same thing in my living room, waking up my kids.
Dude, the hockey fans are so passionate there at the AAC. It's awesome to watch them work and be part of the atmosphere. 206, sounds like no more soccer practice for Gavin. Stay home and watch. You're their only hope. I mean, I'm up 1-0 right now on my couch, and I don't know what the hell you guys were doing in those other 40 minutes of game time, but you know, I don't know. Last night it was amazing. For the first time, I went to this facility called 4-0. It's off Preston Road, like north of 635, and you're over there in like this giant like urban sprawl of Preston, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you come around this corner, it's like there's an office building and some apartments, and then boom, it just drops down into this like giant valley where they have like, I don't know, 15 soccer fields and two like sand pit volleyballs. You had to go down like these long stairs. I'm like, how the hell are we still in like the middle of Dallas right here? But we were. And it was an enchanted evening with the perfect weather and everything.
I wonder how that place plays when it's like hot and humid. Can you imagine playing? It's like playing in a pit.
Yes.
You know,
I mean, that turf, you know how hot it gets.
That's the thing
ridiculous.
About it. I remember going to visit Grambling University one time, and they play in a stadium, a sunken field and all that, with trees, and I'm thinking, I can imagine the mosquitoes and the heat and humidity and all that having to deal with all this.
But in mid-spring with a nice little breeze and a sunset.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I wouldn't give that up.
July, though, you're like hoping for a rain out then, if it's going to rain at all.
Yes. Yeah, July and August. We played a tournament in Austin last year like in mid-July, and I'm like, girls, we're never doing that again.
That's hard on your team.
Rangers host Seattle tonight. Where are the Mariners in your rivalry rankings? Because of what happened last year. I mean, you don't have a lot of history here, but, man, that one hurt. That stung a little bit, and they might be your closest contender here. They are in the standings right now anyway.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's wondering, like, should we be more fearful, big picture, of this Mariners team or the Astros? I'm still going to make it the Astros. Like, I'm not just going to just completely abandon the idea that they can get something going there. We saw them last year and how once you get into August and September, they play a different brand of baseball. So I will still stand with that. But I guess, you know, the thing, if it would have really torpedoed the postseason there for the Rangers after dropping the division in Seattle, right, you know, in the final regular season game and series of the year, then you go home shortly thereafter, because now you're having to play on the road and you can't do that, then it would be something that we'd all be talking about right now in a huge way. Like, I cannot wait to punish the Mariners every single time we see them this year. But they ended up going on the magical run, so it doesn't affect me as much.
Yeah. They did steal Mitch Garver, but I'm kind of there with you right now. I'm kind of putting them on, like, rival watch, because it seems like they got a real solid team. They invested in some pitching. And
yeah.
They're sitting at 11-11 here.
A little rivalry watchdogging over there. I like that.
I like that.
It's a new spin.
The guy I kind of dislike, maybe some sports hate.
Yeah.
At J.P. Crawford.
Oh.
He always seems like there's something going on where guy's on base and he finds a way to get some type of little hit that hits the chalk, and then, you know, next thing you know, they're scoring runs and all that. But they got a good team. I mean, with Rodriguez and stuff like that, that's the challenge, you know. France, Rodriguez, I mean, they've got some really good
players. They are good, man.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark has a deal with Nike, 8 years, $28 million, signature shoe line on the way. Nike's doing some really cool things, you know, building shoes for the ladies and whatnot, get a better fit, I guess, for them. The Dallas Wings sold out their season tickets for the first time in history just for people to try to get a couple of tickets to see Caitlin Clark when she's in town. That's quite an impact on the market.
So you buy the season ticket package for the one game, then, is what you're doing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Is it one or two games?
Two games.
I'm not sure, but it's. I know it was a very popular move.
I got to see Chicago, the Twin Towers there up there down. Yeah. So.
Did she determine
maybe two games now, huh?
Yeah. Did she determine a nickname? Did the Windy City Barbie, or what are we going with?
Yeah,
did
I think she said it. I can't remember at the moment.
Okay, I know we were trying to help her out there.
I didn't like it. I mean, if she likes it, I love it, but I ain't like it.
The really cool thing about the WNBA is, though, there's epic superstars on every team. You know, the talent's not diluted.
No,
every team, you're like, oh, I remember when she was dominant at UConn or South Carolina or Tennessee or whatever it was.
Is Clark the first woman with a shoe deal in the WNBA?
No, there's that Ionescu I know of.
She got a deal.
Sabrina Ionescu has one as
well. Okay, I was like thinking, man, I don't know of many, but, you know, good for Caitlin Clark and good for Nike for jumping on that.
I liked the deep dish diva for Angel Reese in Chicago, but she's settled on Shy Barbie.
Yeah,
she was the Bayou Barbie.
Okay. So.
Yeah, that's
trying
good.
To keep it as close to home as possible.
I like Lil Reese.
Yeah, that was good too.
Lil Reese is good.
Yeah, I like Lil Reese.
We got a G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. More hoop next.
Yeah, let's hit a little rim sesh. We witnessed the rare double bang postseason moment last night. That's next here in the nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. We're 7 minutes from the G-Bag of the Day. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one is in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consult. 214-817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's the chief.
Let's go ahead and cut the lights out and put the kids to bed so the G-Bag Nation can go all 56 inches around the rim. It's always a special occasion when we get the rare postseason double bang moment from Mike Breen at Madison Square Garden. It was chaos in the association last night. Let's start with the Knicks.
2-point game. Ball knocked loose. And Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a 1-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
That would prove to be the game winner there. Dante DiVincenzo, he had two cracks at it. He nailed it the second time. And kudos to him for keeping the confidence up. When you pull up there and you're trying to hit a big bucket and you miss it and then that rebound comes back, you're quick to hot potato that thing somewhere else. I already had my chance, but he said, no, this is my time. You don't give me two opportunities at this. He absolutely got the bucket, and it was chaos because the Sixers just completely fumble the end of that game in a huge way. Their own Sixers broadcast were doing the broadcaster's jinx there in the final 45 seconds or so of the game when they had the Knicks at the or excuse me they were at the line the Sixers at the line with a bit of a lead, and they're like, well, all you wanted to do was win one of these games to steal back home court advantage. You've done that. We look forward to having fun on our post game show. And then they got DiVincenzo'd.
That's incredible, and you're right. It reminds me of a play Dante Exum made a couple of weeks ago. I think it was in Golden State. He had three cracks at it, and one trip down court, he missed both of them. The other team gets the rebound, and your back net, was it Golden State? The second time they played Golden State in like 5 days?
Yeah.
And then he gets the ball again, and you're like, don't shoot!
Anybody
like,
else?
Yup.
Boom.
Swish.
Confidence.
Yeah,
it was, and Nick Nurse, the Sixers head coach, is claiming he was kind of calling a timeout there at the end.
Said twice he was trying to call timeouts.
And you look back, and it was a half-hearted one. And then he got real serious about it once it was too late. Then he started really being a cartoonishly just emphatic about wanting the timeout. But you could tell he was not sure he wanted the timeout as his team was screwing up the inbound. And there was definitely some fouls, and you can blame the referees plenty there. And LeBron did that after the Lakers game, not happy with the way things were handled in his own game and looking back at this Knicks and Sixers scenario in the final few seconds. But it was crazy, and the Knicks get the dub.
Can we take a moment to just recognize how great Jalen Brunson is and how amazing it is that Mark Cuban decided to sell the team so we don't have to worry about nonsense like that happening? I mean, I know they got Kyrie, and I think Kyrie's better today, but Jalen Brunson's like 7 years younger.
Right. The duo of Luka and Brunson would have gone for a decade.
The most unlikely superstar I think we've ever seen. Brunson. His size, his lack of great speed, his short arms. How is he dominating like this? I don't know, but he is. And I'm here for I love it.
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks the way it's happened on our end from the Mavericks standpoint, but nobody was believing it. Even after he had his great run there at the end and becomes a New York Knick, everybody's going, well, they overpaid for him. That's for sure.
Right?
I mean, he's definitely not going to live up to that deal, but whatever. It's the hometown kid. It's family. That's fine. And then he continues to surpass everyone's expectations.
Yeah, the Mavericks even had that thought about him. They were worried about overpaying him.
for all the reasons Dawson mentioned. Yeah, like, I'm exactly. looking at you, and I can't understand why you are good.
I will say this, though. The one guy in that organization that was always talking about him to me was Rick Carlisle. Rick's like, we're not giving this guy enough credit. You talk about where he tough kid, played at Villanova, national champ, all those things. Bet against me type of guy. Rick always told me, man, this guy's special. This kid's special. Not everybody sees it. This kid's special. And I'm like, yeah, one of those things. But, he was right about this kid.
He was absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, the first game in the NBA last night was fantastic with the Knicks there getting the victory and going up 2-0 on the series versus the Sixers. And then came the follow-up and the NBA encore in Denver between the reigning champions and King James. And it was a 20-point lead that was surrendered by the Lakers only for Jamal Murray to go one-on-one with Anthony Davis at the buzzer.
Time. I love it. Don't call it. Tie ball game. Worst can happen. We go to overtime. Murray makes a move. Gives it. The Nuggets have won.
Nah. Kevin Harlan and Mike Breen both getting it done in a huge way last night. Great games, great calls, big moments, and you cannot underestimate the heart of a champion right there, and that's exactly what the Nuggets are. And that shot that Murray hit at the buzzer was over Anthony Davis. Anthony, what happened on that final play?
To kind of piggyback off that one, can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? What was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play?
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Mic drop. That's pretty much it. Good description.
He tried to close
correct
out
there, Anthony. Thank you.
He tried. He tried to close out. He couldn't get there, and he ended up in the, like, it's so, if you watch the replay of it, he ends up like in the Denver bench. Like, everybody's like swarming to, their guy, and he's like laying in the Denver, amongst all the trainers and everybody.
He's heartbroken.
Heartbroken over there. But
it was fun. It was fun.
It was.
Hopefully the Mavs make it fun tonight for us.
Appetite has been whetted.
There was a couple of games last night, whether you go hockey with what's going on with the Islanders and people like that, losing three goal lead against Carolina, and then last night the Lakers blowing a 20-point lead. Man, that's tough when you don't come back from things like that.
That would be so awesome if they can make it a series with Denver at least. You can't rule them out. Them getting the victory. It's time now for the G bag of the day into the Pimp Cup. It's Lucius.
Slip, slide, trying to provide. I got to get to this real fast because some of these have a lot of audio on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of long pause. All right, let's get right to this one. Shout out to my man Ruben. My man Ruben sent me this one right here. Since you were just talking about the Knicks game last night in Philadelphia, you said it was a broadcaster jinx, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. This is the Philadelphia thing. This is what they do, bro. All right, we got this guy. His name is Philly Take RB on YouTube. He does play-by-play of the Sixers games, does reactions and stuff and whatnot. It's last night during the Knicks game. Boy, he was talking big stuff, and then it just fell apart on him.
Oh, what's going on, New York fans? I don't hear you. Boy, you could hear a pin drop in the garden right now. Somebody killed the damn crops because the garden is sour right now. What's going on, New York fans? You don't want to burn jerseys? Larry going to knock down the first. Guys, get this to 1,500 likes. We're almost there. We could play the song four times, man. And the second one is missed. That's a tough one. We're going to be live every game of the series. Bring in the passion. Larry pokes it away from Brunson. Knicks get it back. 8 on the shot clock. DiVincenzo, Brunson for 3. Oh, he got the bounce. He got the bounce. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Larry, the inbound to Maxey, lost it. And then he goes up and grabs it. The ball's on the ground. The Knicks just got it back. DiVincenzo with 3. What the hell is going on, bro? Ball's on the floor. DiVincenzo for the lead.
What a turn of events, man.
Oh, man.
And people are tuning in to watch this instead of the game or at the same time as the game?
Sometimes you watch it at the same time as the game. You watch the game and turn it down, the volume or whatnot. I do that a lot.
And the timing's good enough? The technology
sometimes,
is good enough?
Yeah. Sometimes.
I got to try that, man.
Sometimes. I mean, if you like your favorite personalities or whatnot, yeah. All right, let's see what else I got for you boys right here. I went back to the L.A. City Council meeting. Those things need to be shut down. They need to be shut down. I can't believe this is a real thing. This man with a goat puppet in his hand is talking to the LA City Council, rips them all with a goat puppet in his hand. And I say it should be stopped because a woman in front of him, I was watching for a long time, she was crying.
Oh, no.
She had serious stuff. And this guy was waiting his turn with the damn goat puppet in his hand, ooh, moving it around back and forth like he was, you know, goat was looking or something. I was like, yo.
He was going through his routine while she was having a moment.
Come on, man. This needs to be stopped. Yeah, he rips a whole LA City Council member with this goofy puppet in his hand.
Good morning. Which items would you like to speak to?
Yeah, Pumpkinhead, all the goddamn items, and general fucking
so
public comment.
3 minutes for the items and 1 minute for general public comment.
So now, today, Kevin has taken a reversal. He's not fucking up anymore. Let's give him a hand. Oh, my God. Holy
shit. Oh, my God.
I guess you looked at your benefit package and like to keep it past November. And a number 13, he has emancipated a Central Avenue apartment building, a complete hole. Current price wouldn't walk a dead dog on that street. He's never been there, right? What a piece of your district is, Current Price. Now let's talk about the juicy item.
What?
Yeah. Yes, from the big 1-5. The Buckethead community has put a new person, Douglas Epperhart, on the board of useless neighborhood commissioners. He's been serving for years, so we support the nomination. Congratulations, Buckethead somehow found someone qualified.
Jeez.
And of course, Tracy Park keeps up with those RVs. We're gonna go down tonight at Delray and make a count on how many RVs are down in Delray. And don't forget, as I always say, on a happy note, the city council.
General public comment?
Yeah, general public comment.
Yeah. Watchdogging the hell out of those council members. Yeah, let's get a walk off.
Absolutely.
He called somebody Buckethead.
Yeah.
The Buckethead
Wasn't
community.
Wasn't that your nickname?
That's my nickname, or Mike Lombardi. Buckethead.
Buckethead is hilarious. Call somebody Buckethead is so disrespectful.
Yeah.
He called somebody else Pumpkinhead in there.
Peter King.
You pumpkin pie haircutted freak.
All right, let's go to this one right here. We're ordering a quarter pounder at the McDonald's.
Ooh, this could be me.
Ordering a quarter pounder at the McDonald's. Wasn't that their first burger, the quarter pounder, by the way? I think so.
Maybe it was.
Don't give me the line.
This is not me, though, Lucius, because I'm a double quarter pounder guy.
Okay, hey.
Thanks for letting Lucius know.
Let me know which state you think this happened in.
I take a quarter pounder.
Pounder?
A quarter pounder.
Oh, okay.
And a
quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, yeah. Quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh, snappy.
Uh-oh. Matt just kicked in.
Quarter pound her. Pound her.
Oh, jeez.
That's right.
Mm. The Simpson sisters.
Yeah.
Pound her.
Yeah.
It ain't that small around here now.
What?
A small shamrock shake.
Oh, we're out of shamrock.
Okay, a small strawberry shake and a small Coke, and that'll be it.
Oh, I see how y'all get down.
I don't know what that last thing means.
That's got to be Florida, right?
I don't know where it is. I don't know. Pound her. Yeah. She was grooving. I'm pretty sure the jaw was moving back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole time at work. I'll get the mopping, and I'll do the fries, too, and take orders. You guys just go ahead and take your break. Feeling good this morning.
No, I've just been drinking this week.
Yeah, I've just been drinking. I had Tito's last night.
Yeah.
All right, that's it, man.
Okay. We got three good ones.
We do.
Is it your Knicks game with the Philly take RB reaction on YouTube? Of course, the title's been vacated because CA went 5-time last night. Nobody is more happy about that than him. He wants to see that clip retired. Send him some love on social. Tell him to not diss a freaking peer on him.
Somebody said West Virginia vibes. Yeah.
Yo,
very, very.
Hey, they took her baby. They took her baby. Her.
Is it the LA City Council meeting? Had a man with a goat puppet ripping all the councilmen. Or is it the McDonald's drive-thru? That's going to be my vote, Chief.
I'm gonna go with the council.
He had a freaking puppet with a goat, man.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna ride with the quarter pounder.
Second time we've had a ventriloquist on this show, yeah. By the way, since the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna go with our West Virginia McDonald's.
By a score of 3-1.
Shytown Hoochie. Who said that? That's not
is that for girls?
That's for Caleb Williams.
Shytown, yeah.
He's about to be a bear.
Hello.
Congrats to the McDonald's.
Where's the meatpacking district?
Krusty's Corners brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Where are we going with it, Brian?
Yeah, my offensive line big board's out. I'm going to point some guys out you need to know. We'll do that next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it is time now for The Corner. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Now, here he is, King of the Krusties, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. It was nice to be with Wolchuk today. He hosted the draft show with us. So nice to have him.
LFG, Wooly.
Be a part of that. And he says the little one's doing well. She hasn't been going to the restroom, but then she went to the restroom last night. So they were excited about that. She's been backed up a little bit, but she's good to go now.
Is that why Wolchuk was hitting you up for those Metamucil fiber thins, Dawson?
It was funny. He was bragging how much she went to the restroom, and then it stopped.
When it stopped.
And now he's like, oh, a little scare there. But everything,
the old broadcaster's jinx.
Everything.
You're never too young to get your fiber.
Never too young.
Dawson and his boo-boo biscuits.
I've convinced the little one they're daddy cookies.
Daddy cookies.
Guys, this morning was out getting my walk in, and I was talking to a general manager buddy of mine. And I was asking him about the center, Jackson Powers Johnson, and if there were some health concerns there for him. And he said there's been some things reported about this player health-wise that aren't true.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so I said, okay, tell me what you – he goes, we feel like the guy is clean. And I mean clean in a way of some of those
hygienic.
Things, some of those things that you were really worried about with him. That he struggled with, some of those injuries that they said that those things kind of checked out. So this again is another team that has cleared Jackson Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon, on their board. I do not know how the Cowboys feel about him. I need to figure that out. Got a couple of days to do so, but I was encouraged by what this general manager told me. With the as far as the health goes, I thought this was going to be a flat, just red flag, you know, can't take the guy. But he's like, nah, this guy, it's not as bad as everybody thinks it's it has been. So let's see if in fact that maybe can help the Cowboys a little bit. We need to figure that out.
I love that, man. If he's healthy and he goes ahead of you, that would be my preferred thing. To get Barton or a player that I would prefer.
Yeah.
Because you know how I am with the injured guys.
I know.
You could tell me they pass, and I'm like, well, they pass for you, but there's injured players all over pro sport that really shouldn't be here, would never be on my team.
By the way, this list I'm working on 105.3 The Fan, our website, I've got up my – they've got the offensive lineup and the defensive lineup, so it's my –
trenches.
It's my rankings by round, and then the number next to that person is where I have him on my stack. And I want to get in because I talked to my general manager friend, and I asked him about some names of these offensive linemen. And I asked him about Troy Fatanu from the University of Washington. And I said, listen, if Dallas had Fatanu, Barton, and Latham from Alabama. Now, Barton is the center from Duke, and Latham is the tackle who some people project into guard from Alabama on the board, that would be, they could take one of those guys. And he flat said, Latham is not going to be there for you guys to pick at 24. So I kind of felt like the guy that wouldn't be there would be Fatanu from Washington, the tackle. But he says you have a better chance of getting Fatanu and Barton than you do Latham. And I kind of felt like, oh, okay.
Is that a good?
Yeah. So I feel like Latham is the 19th best player on my board. Fatanu is the 22nd best player on my board, right there. And then when you go down to with Barton, we've talked about him. He is my 23rd best player on my board. So, like I said, maybe that's a we'll see how it all plays out for the Cowboys if one of those guys are. I do believe if Barton is there, they will take Barton, is who they will take. But if you're one of those guys or gals that's a fan of Latham, the Alabama tackle, it doesn't sound like that he's going to get to Dallas, according to this guy, my general manager friend there. All right, I'm going to point out a guy that I'd like for everybody to take a look at, or at least us talk about. And I'd like to talk about Roger Rosengarten from the University of Washington. And I've got a third-round grade on him right now. I think I got a pretty good group of third-round offensive linemen here. I like Roger Rosengarten from Washington. I like Blake Fisher from Notre Dame, who plays right tackle. And then this Javen Foster from Missouri. I feel like those are three guys that if Dallas is looking for somebody at 87 in that third round, these are all three guys that I would consider taking. Rosengarten could play left or right tackle. He plays right tackle at Washington. He's a really good foot athlete. Blake Fisher was a right tackle at Notre Dame. Feel like that he's got the athletic ability as well to shift over to the left side, but he's made a ton of starts as a right tackle. So you have to consider that. And then Javen Foster from Missouri is a really tall, kind of a little bit of a lighter guy when you talk about weight in the 306 to 308-pound range, but a really, really good athlete out of Missouri. But those guys are three names that I would look at for possible if the Cowboys take a center and maybe you're looking for a tackle at 87. Rosengarten sitting 73rd on my board, Fisher 77, and Foster 88 on my stack right there would be guys if you're looking for tackles.
Could those guys start for you as rookies?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. The one I think they would start right off the jump would be Rosengarten. I just think he's got that kind of ability to be. He's just, like I say, they've all played a ton of football. But I feel like that he's an interesting player because when you watch him play, he does a really nice job of setting up how he pass blocks. And I mean that in a way of sometimes you drop with depth and then width and then your hands and your feet. He'll short set you. And when I mean short set you is, like, instead of dropping back, he'll just take you on at the line. So if he varies the way that he pass blocks. And so that kind of throws.
Kind of looks like a run block. And
yeah,
then all of a
it looks
way,
like run. Yeah, he's trying to kind of throw off, and he's really cagey the way he does that with his ability to like all of a sudden you see him. He sets, then he short sets. And now he's taking the guy on the line of scrimmage. The guy's got, you know, thinking he's going to get up the field. Mm. And then he gets him on the short set. And so you could see him vary those pass rushes or pass blocks, excuse me. And I think he does a really, really nice job. I want to point out a guard for you in the third round as well. Christian Mahogany from Boston College. Got him as my 82nd best player on my board. And what I like about Christian Mahogany, he reminds me a lot of like Ron Leary. And I say this in a way of respect because when Christian Mahogany, there's times where Boston College hasn't been very good and they've been out of games. But this guy, as Ron Leary did when he was at Memphis, played extremely hard. His team would be down 30, 40 points, and this guy is just driving people off the ball. I'm watching the Miami game, and they throw an interception basically to end the game, and he goes and makes the tackle when they're down 30-something points. He's got that kind of pride. But you watch him play. He's a really good foot athlete. He can pull. He can play with power. He works good with the guys around him. So Christian Mahogany, if you kind of start to hear some names, maybe not we'll see with the Cowboys. Another guy to keep an eye on is Delmar Glaze out of Maryland. I think that's a guy that the Cowboys have kind of got some focus on. So Mahogany, Glade, Pooney from Kansas, all three guys that if the Cowboys were looking for a guard, I think that that maybe that's the area that they would go into. We mentioned the centers. Is I think Powers Johnson's the best one out of Oregon. Graham Barton is another one that I think a lot of Cowboy fans hope for. Zach Frazier from West Virginia, we've talked about him a bunch. I do want to talk about Hunter Norzad from Penn State real quick, if I could. If you get
that
into the fourth round.
People are draft horny right now.
Yeah, well, you know, the centers you have, like I say, we mentioned Powers Johnson, Barton, Frazier. Van Pran out of Georgia is another one I think that's kind of a third-round guy. But if they get down in the fourth round, Hunter Norzad from Penn State, I have him player 106 on my board. And here's a guy that's a little bit of he's probably not the athlete of the other ones ahead, but you start to talk about a tough guy, a guy that works well with the guys next to him, a guy that can get movement in the run game, a guy that stays on his blocks. He gets Velcroed onto people, and his ability to get some push I think is pretty impressive. His ability to stand from his man as a pass blocker I think is pretty impressive. He's getting down to that point where he's the last guy that I feel like is better than what you had with Biotish. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to say, where's the point where I'm like, okay, everyone past this line is not as good as Biotish.
Yeah.
Hunter Norzad, Penn State, I think he's the last guy of the center.
Once he's gone, we're done.
Once he's done, then it's about Bo Limmer
and hoping they take steroids.
Yeah, exactly. But Norzad would be the last guy on my list as far as that being better than what you had.
Is there any active hoping they take steroids in NFL front offices? Like, wow, it'd be
never. Yeah, I've never heard anything.
You've never hoped that.
I've never walked.
You never hoped it?
No, I never walked down in the weight room and stuff and heard strength coaches talking about it or anything like that. Huh. So yeah,
it seems like such an obvious opportunity.
In the 80s,
the good ones.
When we were playing Nebraska and people like that. Yeah, I mean our team at LSU was all steroid team. Our defense,
look at that.
It
was a huge thing in the 80s.
No, it was
everywhere.
In college football, that was
the
very
views expressed by Brian Broaddus. Brian Broaddus only.
It's been a long time ago, but yeah. Not naming names, but yeah, we had involvement.
But it was everybody.
Thank you, man. Everybody but me.
Krusty's Corner, every afternoon, 2:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. NFL News of the Day is coming up next. Where are you taking us, brother?
The most flimsy NFL report you've ever heard, plus landlines and cheeseburgers. That's what the NFL does next year in the nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.